Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have two coats. I have 15 coats. And John the Baptist was preaching in the desert. So he said, I only need one. But you see, I have my black fuzzy jacket that, if you know me well, you know I wear almost every day. And then I have this brand new maroon one that I bought like 2 weeks ago that's exactly like the black one, and I was so excited when they had them at Costco again, so I had to have a maroon one. And then I have this one, but I take this one to travel with me because it sort of repels the weather, and it's still really pretty warm, and it's lightweight, and so it's good for travel. And then I have this one. This one is a barn jacket, and I love the pockets, and eventually it's coming back into style. I believe this. Then, well, I have this one. This one was a gift, and it's dry duck, and so it's not very nice, really. It's black, and I don't really wear black a lot. It's sweatshirt material, but it's great when you need to go out and do leaves. And then if it snows, you can layer it up with this one because it's really warm and fuzzy, and Chris calls me Nanook of the North when I wear it, but I love it. And then I have this one, and this one is really important because this one is in case I have to do a funeral in the rain. And then this one I have because I like the style of it when it hangs on the hanger, but I don't really like it when I put it on. And so I don't really wear it, but I can't really get rid of it because it's really cute on the hanger. And this one I have because, it's a nice jacket. And so it's my Sunday coat. And then I have a brown leather jacket because you can't really live without a leather jacket, right? And you need a brown leather jacket. And I have a black leather jacket because you can't wear black and brown together, and sometimes you just need a black jacket. And then I have four furs, which we won't talk about. One white rabbit, a mink, and two mink shawls. I didn't bring those because I didn't think they'd fit under here. Turns out I was right. When I stacked them all up, they were completely full under here. I didn't buy those, though. Those were handed down to me, and I don't wear them unless it's really cold and I'm going someplace nice. So you see, I need all 15 coats, right? Okay. I have 15 coats, and I like all of them, and I don't want to get rid of any of them. And I might not actually wear some of them this year, but I know as soon as I get rid of one, I'm going to wish I had it, right? And then I hear the words of John the Baptist, and I know. I know that I'm caught up in some stuff. I know I've bought into the narrative that I've earned what I have and I deserve it. I know that I've bought into the culture of consumerism, of having just the right thing for just the right occasion, just the right circumstance. And I know that I have coats hanging in my closet that could keep someone warm. And I don't like this passage very much for the third week in Advent. So I was relieved when I read that the word that is translated coat really is better translated as tunic, an undergarment that is worn next to the skin, because I don't have any tunics. Right? And I liked when I read one commentator suggest that when John calls the crowd a brood of vipers, he was talking about some of the naysayers and the temple authorities from Jerusalem who had come out to investigate what he was doing that was drawing these huge crowds, and not actually talking to the people who were seeking Jesus, who were looking for the Messiah. Except, I think he's talking to us. And I think he means more than our coats. Christmas is only a week away. Traditionally, it is called Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice. It's the pink candle Sunday, the candle of joy, And we should be focusing, don't you think, on Mary and Joseph and hearing the great news that Mary is going to have a baby. And instead, we are read about people who were searching for a Savior, who were desperate for their world to have morals again, who longed for honesty and integrity in their government, who were weary with the problems that were complex in their world, and who wanted to make a difference, wanted to prepare a way for things to change, but they really didn't know how. Well, maybe a week before we celebrate his birth, it is a good time to consider how to prepare. John's words are harsh, but they force us to take an honest look at ourselves. Maybe we are a brood of vipers. You know, vipers are snakes that latch on to whatever they bite. And that latching on continuously injects venom. They're small, and they're hard to notice. You don't know they're there right at first. And they congregate in caves, the places that people go for comfort. What do we latch on to that in small ways that we don't ever notice begins to inject venom into our lives? That's found in our places that we retreat to for comfort. I think about my 15 coats that I've latched onto. I find some comfort in them. And I realize that it's small and hard to notice, but there's some poison there. Poison that causes me to rationalize why I keep holding on to each and every one of these coats, imagining that it is important that I have each one of them, instead of imagining how it could keep someone else warm. Maybe our Christmas trees, instead of being symbols of beauty and things that we look at to remind us of our storied past, should instead remind us of John's words. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Don't comfort yourselves, he says, by saying we are children of Abraham. Or he'd probably say to us, don't comfort us. You don't comfort yourself saying, well, we're Christians. The people were coming to be baptized. But John knew that that was only the beginning. And so he shakes them and us out of our comfort zone. And then our question is the same as theirs. What are we supposed to do? How radical do we have to be? Do we have to live out here in the desert? Do I have to give up all 15 of my coats? Or 14 of them, so I only have one? Am I supposed to wear camel hair and eat locusts and honey like you, John? Reverend Debbie Thomas suggests that the answer that he gives them is even more radical than we have language to comprehend. So radical that we stand in danger of missing it. What should you do? Change your lives? John says, go home. You should go home to your families, your neighbors, your vocations, your colleagues. Stop running away. Stop insisting that God is far away from the nitty-gritty of your daily life. Instead of waiting for some holy Sunday that's going to come when everything gets perfect, live the stuff of your life as deeply and generously as you can right now. Share now. Be merciful now. Inhabit your life. Do justice now. no matter how plain, no matter how obscure, how unglamorous, how routine, to the tax collectors, he says, collect no more than the amount prescribed to you. To the soldiers, he says, don't extort by money by threats or false accusations. Be satisfied with your wages. If you have two tunics, he says, or two coats, and you only need one, share. If you have more food than you need, there is more than enough food in this world for every person to have enough. But when you keep more than you need, someone else is going hungry. To everyone who has anything, you have gifts to give. So stop hoarding. Stop procrastinating. Stop making excuses. The day of repentance is now, says John. Getting ready for Christmas is not about secular things like decorating Christmas trees and buying one of the top 25 holiday gifts this season that you didn't even know about until you clicked on that link. Getting ready for the Lord to come is not about withdrawing from the world either and living a solitary life of prayer and reflection in the wilderness like John in camel hair eating locusts and honey. Getting ready for the world to come is about living your life now. Perhaps this passage is fitting for the third Sunday in Advent. Rejoice, for the kingdom of God has come near. In fact, it is here in your life. How many coats do you have in your closet? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are there prayer concerns this morning in the Farmington family? I know we want to remember Nathan Williams. Nathan and Elizabeth, members of the congregation, parents of Joseph and Kenny. Nathan is in the hospital with an infection. We want to remember them in our prayers. Ruth, your mother. Yes, Neil. He is still in rehab. Yes, Leslie. Laura Henschelwood is having her cell transplant this week.